Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
People are up in arms. I don't know what that phrase means, but I guess that means they're loaded for bear, like they're armed. Yeah. They're up in arms about us not doing love letters yesterday. When we don't do it, like, we're guaranteed to get at least 10 or 15 messages from people who are like, where's love letters to Kelly?
Dude, there's people out there with relationship issues.
Well, not even the people that have written the letters. I'm talking about people just wanting to hear it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we'll have that coming up with Kid Craddock in the morning. But first, something absolutely no other guy can relate to. Here we go.
What?
Maybe six guys in the world who relate. But I'm going to tell anyway because it's my life. So you know how, like, when you're a dude and you have to wear really heavy makeup every day? Because you're on TV and they want you to look younger?
Nope.
And your Botox is wearing off? And so every day you have to take that makeup off.
Yeah.
And you find yourself not using the good soap. You know, you find yourself using just, like, the hand soap. Because wherever there's soap to get this crap off your face, it's the only thing you can think about.
Yeah.
It's all you want to do is wash this crap off your face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, Janine, our makeup artist, this week and for the last couple weeks has been giving me these wipes, you know, these makeup wipes.
Like baby wipes.
But like anything else in the personal hygiene area, there's women stuff and man stuff. And I wanted some
man wipes.
I wanted wipes that were made for men to remove their makeup. I know that sounds ridiculous. There's no such thing.
I thought those would be hard to come by.
Actually, I wasn't looking for men. I was just looking for heavy duty wipes for my face.
What's up with your face? Need some heavy duty.
Al, how many of those? Do you use those little wet wipes?
Yeah,
how many do you have to use to get all the makeup?
A couple
off?
Of them usually.
You know
a
you're
couple.
Supposed to use wipes and then wash your face.
Yeah, I know.
That's just to get the makeup off.
Yeah, one at a time. One thing at a time. So. Yeah.
You
so,
need, like, Armor All wipes for, like,
so those wipes,
leather?
She's having to give me, like, 30 of them. To,
a chamois
so I was hoping to find I was hoping to find online
Shamwell.
A more industrial strength kind of wipe.
Okay, all right.
So I found some.
Sandpaper?
Hang on. It gets worse.
It does?
Worse than sandpaper?
So I find these ones, and I'm not even looking at names or anything. I'm just looking at these sanitary wipes that you can wipe on your face and stuff.
Oh,
and I look at one. I'm reading the reviews, and they're like, you know, most of these are made for women. These are clearly made for guys because they're stronger. And I'm like, yes, I'm in. But I'm not just going to buy one. I don't have to reorder every week. So give me six of them.
Because you know you'll love them.
Yeah. So I order six.
Yeah, buy them in bulk.
And they arrive, and each package is like a loaf of bread. That's how big it is.
Oh my.
Each one is a loaf of bread, and they're called.
Oh, what's it called? What's it called?
Don't build it up.
Man groomer biz wipes.
So they're butt wipes?
I didn't realize I bought butt wipes. And I have a housekeeper that comes like a couple times a week.
Shout out.
And I got them, and I realized I ripped the package, and they're like, use these after the toilet paper. Not
oh, damn!
No, and then I'm like explaining to no one. I didn't want these. These are for my face. I'm explaining to no one. So now I'm like, I have to put these away. Or throw them away. I don't want to throw them away.
I will take them.
I just bought six of them.
I will take them. I will find lovely uses for them.
Man groomer biz wipes. How do I not know that's not for your face? So I ordered these, and I hide them in the back of the vanity under the sink, you know, in the back left corner.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll deal with it later. I'll send them back or whatever. Because they weren't cheap. It's like $30 for six.
I bet you could still
30
use those
bucks
on
for butt wipes?
Janine, you can still use those on your face, right?
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. So this morning I get up and call of nature when I wake up in the morning and I go to the bathroom and
like, thank God I have my biz wipes.
No, the housekeeper has located the. I was just standing up, Kelly, but the housekeeper has found the biz wipes.
How do you do that standing up?
And decided to put a big package on top of the toilet paper.
Yeah.
So now
she want all the guests to see your biz wipes.
So now she knows I have them. And now she thinks now she thinks I have an issue.
Well, now she wants you to use them because she's like, man, then I'll do his laundry less.
That's what I'm thinking. She does my laundry,
oh
so
my
she
God.
Must think,
you need
oh,
them.
Biz wipes, good. That solves a huge problem.
Biz wipes, good.
Oh, man.
You know what? There's something to be said for a very
See,
clean
Al,
man.
See, Al, you can use those, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
six
my
cases of ass
goodness.
Yeah, it was like the Kim Kardashian package.
Okay, admit it, though. You tried
like
it.
No, I did not. I didn't even open them.
Really?
No, I haven't even opened them yet. Mm-hmm. I don't want her to see that I opened them.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Everybody has to go. Some of us a lot less than others.
Kelly, it implies you have a problem.
Oh, doesn't it? It implies you like to be very clean.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't see it. I don't see it that way.
I'll take them.
I'll take them.
I'm easily embarrassed.
And I'm that's not.
Who cares?
Give them to me.
Would you?
The next time a guy picks me up on my date, I'll be like,
"Yeah,
are you fresh? Would you like a man wipe?
Kelly. Kelly.
What?
Let's pretend. You said this is no big deal. Let's pretend that you're in a nice steakhouse having a dinner with a guy.
Oh, my God.
It's your second date, right? And you're like,
Do you mind, second date time to put out?
Do you mind if I go to the restroom? That's what you say.
Mm-hmm.
And then you stand up from the table and you're like, oh, and you come back and you open your purse and you pull out this big black package that says in red and white letters, Biz Wipes.
Right.
Are you going to carry those to the restroom at the restaurant?
As a lady, you would carry that into the purse.
Yeah,
the purse with you into the restroom.
I want you to hold them in your hand.
Not show the whole restaurant.
Okay, let's take it a step further.
You should have to hold them over your head.
What if you go to homeboy's house after dinner and you're ready to put out and you see
hold on. Al, would you please consider who's listening?
Okay. And you see in his bath.
I don't, you know what? I don't even need you to make the show better. Just don't kill it.
She just the same thing she just said. So you go to the bathroom and he's got that on his counter. Do you view him any differently?
You think some people, you should put some private things away.
But I don't
think there's nothing wrong with using them. I just don't think everything needs to be out on full display like you wouldn't pull them out in the middle of the restaurant. There's some things that should be done with discretion.
Well,
yeah, you keep them in the same like cabinet where you keep
weird
creams and stuff
like that. I'm going somewhere with this, okay?
All right.
I wouldn't just bring this up to humiliate myself. That was only half the reason. So I'm never going to return these things. I know how I am. I've already thrown away the box. I don't return anything.
Too much effort.
If I buy something and it could be exactly wrong, I'll never use it. I'll deal with it. It's like, you bought it. All right. Kelly's the opposite. Kelly will take anything back, like 10 years after she buys it. This broke. What is it? Well, I can't tell anymore. It's too old, but it broke. I want a new one. But I won't return anything. So I think what I'm going to do is give away the Biz Wipes on the air. So if your husband has a huge problem.
Oh, my.
Here's what we want you to do. Give us a call and tell us all about Stinky. I'm assuming that's his nickname.
We've had these people call in before.
Yeah. No, we're not doing that. So,
yeah.
What are you going to do?
JC and I both told you we'll take a pack.
Fine.
Okay.
You could use them for casein.
No, we have baby wipes.
I don't know. They're industrial strength.
These will be flushable, though.
Wash your car with them or something.
When they're for adults, you can flush them. And then with the baby wipes, you don't flush them.
Whoops.
Like, I don't know what's in them.
Are you serious? Because you're clogging up your septic system.
I didn't know. Now I know.
Well, I worry about that, too.
You can't flush baby wipes?
No.
You didn't know that either.
Well, that's gross. Then that's why people have that extra container there.
Yeah, they have
Well, Jesse's from Mexico. Normally in Mexico, you don't flush anything.
No, but we have baby wipes in our bathroom.
I mean, seriously, they have a big sign in the bathroom.
What do you do? You just poop in the living room?
They'll say flushable or non-flushable.
Since you don't have a floor anyway.
Well, I'm just saying, no. There's a sign in every bathroom practically in Mexico that says, do not flush your toilet paper down.
That's true.
Because their septic systems are very fragile.
I couldn't live in that country.
Ow.
Where it's in the waste can.
Or just carry your Biz Wipes with you. You'll be fine.
All right. This is a gross conversation.
You started it.
I started it because I did something stupid. I ordered something dumb stupid. That's why I was talking about it.
Going to the bathroom in Mexico just made me think about Al and how bad he scared me at his bar.
How?
Don't you remember what you did to me?
Oh, we have this fake tarantula. And it's on the ceiling, and it's attached to, like, some fishing line. So when people, and it's, the other end is at the bar.
So it's like a remote control prank.
Right.
The bartender can do it, and I'm in the bathroom mid-pee, and I feel something tickling my shoulder, and this bathroom's already, like, just such a dump. And I look, and I see this, like, giant tarantula on my right shoulder.
Oh my God.
And it was my first day in Mexico, and I just am sitting there peeing, going, I didn't know. I stood up mid pee. I peed all over myself.
You know what? Big ups to Big Al. Big ups, because we've been trying to scare her for 4 years.
Well done.
You could be underneath, wait, you could be in the back seat of Jenna's car, hiding down under the seat.
Yeah.
Wait for her to drive all the way to visit her mother.
Yeah.
And then hop it. And she'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Like, I am just stone cold.
You could have a bloody dagger in your hand.
Yeah, JC has tried to scare me for 5 years. That scared me.
I did scare you, remember?
No, you didn't.
When you thought you ran me over?
The tarantula did it. Yeah.
The tarantula did it.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Craddock in the morning.
It is Kid Craddock in the morning. Don't forget, I Have a Dream is still going on, and we are searching every day for new dreams to bring to the radio for you. So if you wrote one, then don't give up. Don't give up hope. And if you haven't written one, go to kidnation.com and see how we might make your dream come true. I have a dream. Also, classroom musical going on right now. Same place, kidnation.com. Teachers, make a video of your kids doing a Glee-type musical song. And if yours is deemed the best for your category and divided by age groups, then you could get your whole classroom pimped out.
Whoa.
I think last year we spent like $1,500 pimping out that classroom with everything from beanbag chairs to an iPad.
Yeah. So
you could win that. Just go to classroom musical on kidnation.com. But now let's do love letters.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Now, these aren't letters written to Kelly, you know, from people who are in love with her. This is people who have questions about love from Kelly.
But I'll accept those as well.
Yeah. Joanna writes, here's what happened, Kelly. I got into an argument with a coworker a couple weeks ago, and I knew in my head at the time I was in the wrong and that this argument never should have happened, but I couldn't stop pushing it. Well, my boss doesn't know this, and my coworker was placed on administrative leave because of this incident.
Oh.
There have even been whispers of firing her or demoting her.
Oh.
I feel awful, but do I put myself on the line to save her from punishment that she should never be faced because it's my fault? Which is screaming louder, Kelly, my conscience or my resume? Help, Joanna.
Ooh.
I personally couldn't live with the guilt, but I mean, you're a better judge of what you can handle or not. But I mean, I would come clean if it means somebody else. I mean, to get a job in this economy right now is so difficult.
Can't you just rewrite what happened in your head and be okay with it, though?
Some people can, I'm sure.
That's not really what happened.
Right. But man, if I knew I was personally responsible, well, I am kind of personally responsible,
Kelly,
for a few people.
Of all the people to say that, you show complete lack of self-awareness there.
Yeah, right.
You have personally forced out at least five employees.
But they all had other places to go.
Is that the point?
Yes. As long as the girl has someplace else to go, then you can sleep well at night.
What if that place is a homeless shelter?
Warm bed.
Okay.
Bowl of soup.
She can hang out, smash.
So you're cool with that then?
I would probably come clean, but you know, what are you going to do?
Uh-huh.
Smash. I watched that 8,000
times. Letters.
Told you.
I'm my love.
Love letters to Kelly.
Kelly writes, dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Uh-huh.
My kid grosses me out. He's 3 months old. He pees on me. He spits on me. And even wiping his tears away when he cries makes me cringe.
Oh,
I was really OCD before I gave birth, but everyone said it would get better once I had him. Yeah. It's only gotten worse. I'm grossed out by everything. I gag at almost everything this kid does.
This kid.
Call your baby this kid.
This kid.
Am I a horrible mother? It's not like I choose to feel this way. Help, Callie.
You need to get some therapy. Yeah. I mean, I was fine until you said it. You didn't like wiping away your baby's tears.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going a bit extreme. Poop is never fun. Who's going to say they enjoy cleaning up their baby's poop and spit up?
Right. But that's the moment.
Wiping away your child's tears bothers you.
I mean, that might be like postpartum depression.
I'm thinking you might need to get help because now I'm afraid for this child. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. Yeah. I'm afraid for this child.
Yeah.
So you need to go talk to someone and get some help. And maybe you just need a break. And it's a matter of your sanity and your baby's well-being that
good for you.
You have someone come and just give you a break that you can look forward to. Maybe you can only afford one day a week for a couple of hours. Maybe you have someone in your family that can come over for a couple of hours every day.
Get some therapy for OCD.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's just OCD.
Let's bring in Psycho Shannon. She's our walking pharmaceutical. Shannon, come on over a second. What do you take for OCD? What should they take for OCD? I know that you have a pill for everything.
Well, Shannon's not a doctor.
I think I do. I think I take Zoloft for that.
There you go. Shannon has prescribed.
Well played. Yeah.
How about Abilify?
That helps it. It's supposed to help it. It didn't help me personally. I think it just gave me a rash.
All right.
But I think it's supposed to help.
Are you sure you didn't use a Rashify?
It's supposed to supplement your.
What'd you take for the rash?
Every drug does not work for every person.
Yeah.
How about Lexapro? Did you try that?
I've never taken that.
Okay.
I got a cousin named Lexapro.
Do you?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's just an antidepressant, isn't it?
Okay.
Cymbalta.
So you're saying maybe Cymbalta or Zoloft. Okay. So yeah, I agree with you, Kelly. And sometimes we call that in a love letter a next level.
I can't make fun of that.
It would be like if I said, Kelly, do I have anger management problems? Yesterday I stood outside and yelled at the top of my lungs for a minute to feel better. And then I snapped at the Starbucks barista. And then here we go, next level.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kicked a puppy for a mile.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Ooh, poor
that makes it,
th- and it makes it next, very awkward
next level.
And uncomfortable.
It's wiping away baby tears.
That bothers me.
That should be something that gives you
a warning sign.
Yeah.
It's a warning sign.
No, I mean for the mom.
That should be a warning sign for her, a red flag.
Yeah.
This is not normal.
Okay.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert, says John. My first true love and I have lived together for 5 years. I'm 26 now. Everything was great for the first few years, and then she had some serious health issues that I was so happy to have been able to be there for her to help her get through them. Then when things got better, she decided that she needed to focus on herself and didn't have time for another person after receiving this new lease on life. So basically, he like nursed her back to health, and then she dumped him. She broke up with me in early November and hasn't moved out yet. We're still living together, but we're not intimate. I know that she's been seeing someone else since about the same time as she broke up with me, and
what's
now I just feel so hurt and betrayed. I want to try to make it work with her, but I don't know if I should, and if so, how should I go about getting her back?
How about you go ahead and give her the notice that you're when the lease is up, you're moving on.
Hey,
this is over.
Hey, doormat.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Wow.
And she's not going to respect a man that allows himself to be treated that way.
There's no way she has an ounce of respect
for
you. You're letting her live in your house and be with another guy?
Yeah, you're done.
She's been with him since they broke
up. And you nursed her back to health?
You need to get a spine. I mean, I'm not saying nursing your girlfriend through sickness is weak.
No, that's...
But the way you're acting now is way weak.
Accident. Yeah, that's great that he helped her out. Most guys go running when the girl needs medical attention.
And if it was a serious disease, I don't know what she had. But, I mean, that could have made
Wake
up.
What do you think
it was? No, but it could have made her say, you know what? I need to reevaluate my priorities in life. This relationship, 5 years, they're still very young.
Yeah.
She realized, and you haven't, and she's moving on.
Serious health issues. What do you think it is, Al?
It's probably encephalitis.
Uh-huh.
Encephalitis. There you go.
See, Big Al has no problem with just throwing out an assumption like that.
No.
How do you get encephalitis?
Al, what is encephalitis? What are the symptoms?
He made it up. Something with your encephalitis.
Yeah. Big Al once told us a story about a guy at the gym that that died at the gym.
Yeah.
A guy died at the gym.
Yeah.
And Big Al and I heard the story at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We heard, did you hear about that guy that died at the gym? Oh, Jim, that gym over there. No, oh, wow, and that was it. Big Al comes on the next morning and goes, a guy died at the gym. And Kelly goes, how'd he die? Big Al goes, he had a heart attack.
How old was he? 45.
45.
That was it. It was like he just didn't even know the age. He just made it up.
He's making stuff up.
Well, you know, you put two and two together. He's at the gym.
But you should tell us, I'm putting two and two together now.
1 o'clock in the afternoon or 1:30, whatever time it was. So obviously he's not some little young buck that has a 9 to 5.
Your deductive reasoning may not be mine.
Some young buck that does.
Yeah.
Some young buck.
This dude had to be, you know, he had to be kind of established to be at this gym.
All
it's
right,
not a cheap gym.
All right.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, all right.
45.
So encephalitis.
Yeah.
All right.
Love letters.
He should leave her, right?
Love letters.
We're already done with that letter.
She should come home and see her furniture and clothes on the steps.
He needs to take care of his credit, so he needs to give the proper notice to the landlord or whatever. But, yeah, make plans to get out.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
Big Eddie. He's the life of the party.
Big Eddie. I've never met a Big Eddie that's not fun.
Man. About Big Al. Big Eddie.
Big Al.
Every time I go to a party, can you bring Big Al?
See?
He's the life of the party.
Big Al in the house.
Big Al in the house. That's him and Kelly.
Big Al in the home. Big Al in the house.
That's my girl.
I walk in a room and everybody wants to buy me a shot.
My man.
Or give me a hug or take an Instagram with me. I've been that guy since I was 21, says Big Eddie. And now I'm 36 and I practically live at the bar. I haven't had a girlfriend in 4 years, and I have very little to show for my life.
Dude, this was me.
I've got a beer gut.
Seriously.
I got a beer gut from all the free drinks I'm obligated to suck down when they buy them for me. And every night I go home and sleep in my bed alone. Al, you could have written this.
I'm telling you. Three or four different times in my life.
We're just getting to the letter years later.
Big Eddie is Big Al.
I'm telling you, dude.
Did you write this?
No.
Okay. I'm the loneliest cool guy ever, and I need to break the cycle. I need love, Kelly. I want my parents to see me marry the woman of my dreams before they die. I want to be a reasonably young father, but everywhere I go, I'm the obligatory single cool guy who all the ladies high-five and have burping contests with. Don't get me wrong. They don't want to hook up with me. They just like having me as a friend. I need a transformation, and you're the only person I trust to get me started on the right path. Kelly, Big Eddie.
All right, Big Eddie.
That's
deep. Wow. I've been that person three or four different times.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You got to change your surroundings. Now, I know Big Al, I'm using you as an example, even though I don't think this letter came from you. I remember a few years ago when you got really involved in cycling mm-hmm. to lose weight.
Yeah.
But it also introduced you to a whole new set of people, and you actually dated
uh-huh.
a girl for quite a while from that.
Don't leave out the mountain of performance-enhancing drugs he had up here.
Yeah.
Perhaps he should stop hanging out in the club every night, uh-huh. being that guy.
Yeah.
But maybe he can start being that fun guy that joins. Because when I did that 5K,
yeah,
and I went out to the lake the weekend to train, and you start running with people, you make new friends who have common interests, and it doesn't have to do with the nightclub lifestyle.
Right, yeah, Jenna, there's running clubs. There's
Jenna, you're pretty
clubs.
Good at this. Like, you meet people at a bar, bunch of friends or whatever,
yeah,
and then you plan it, or somebody plans an activity that's not in a bar.
Right, sure.
And so you got the same people hanging around, but you're doing something that's a little more healthy.
And you're right. Sober.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I found that if you make, let's say maybe he gets a trainer, he does some kind of physical activity to get healthier and meet a new group of people. If you make appointments, in the mornings, on the weekends, to do something different with a different crowd, then you're not going to be inclined to go get hammered until 2 o'clock in the morning.
My friend joined this
buy a bar.
My friend joined this CrossFit training boot camp thing.
That's a
and
cult.
That has become his new family.
Yeah, wow. They get into
and
that.
Yeah, it's like you don't know these people. You walk in, and the week later, you're all friends for life.
Awesome.
And so that's a new way to, have a healthier focus.
But if you're going to be in a bar every single night, this is what Al decided.
Don't.
This is what Al decided. You're going to be in a bar every single night, people buying you shots, and you're the life of the party. You're going home alone every night. You might as well make some money.
Make some money, dog.
Al bought a bar. He's still in a bar every night, but now he looks like a hard worker as opposed to a loser.
Right.
You see the difference? He's not doing anything different.
Right.
True. All he did was buy the place he hangs out at.
How about that?
And now he's gone from being the biggest loser ever to the owner of the bar who works really hard.
Check it out, Big
Eddie.
Because
he's there every day drinking.
Boom. Yeah.
Boom. So either go biking or buy a bar, Big Eddie. Man, that's so weird to hear that letter.
Parallel lives.
I really have. You go out and you got this big group of people around you. And everybody's laughing. You're telling stories. You know I like to tell stories. And then you go home and you're by yourself. I've done
it. The tears of a clown, Al. The tears of a clown.
But when you stopped drinking and you were just cycling, I remember you would come in here and we could not shut you up because you had not had any human contact for 20 hours.
Yeah.
And we would be the last people you talked to and the first people you talked to the next morning.
Yeah.
So that wasn't good either.
Well, no, when I joined a biking club, it was different. You know, when I was just riding my bike around the lake by myself.
Clarify that you were not a member of Kids Cool Bike Club.
I was not a member of the non-existent Kids Cool Bike Club.
It's existent. I'm thinking about
you. You don't even have a bike.
I'm going to get one.
You don't even have a bike.
You've been saying that for 7 years.
We have bylaws.
What's your bylaws?
You don't have to have a bike.
Buy a bike. That's the first bylaw.
Why don't you just call it Kids Club?
There's a lot of rules. Kids Cool Bike Club.
First one, buy a freaking bike.
It takes you a year to get in.
It's been like since 2000.
We have to go. We have to haze you.
What is that?
Me. Who's the we?
Who's the we?
I'm still looking for my right-hand man for my bike club.
Yeah. I think he's over at Shorty's.
I know. It's going to be cool. It's going to be really cool.
Shorty's Nightclub.
So the answer is, Kelly?
Dumper.
You get a new interest to start working out and getting
Big
to a group.
Eddie, if he's funny like Big Al, then he should go do improv on weekend night.
But then he's still that funny guy. He wants love.
Yeah, but he could be the funny guy and not be drinking, but do stand-up comedy and that needs to get out of that environment.
What he's looking for is a relationship, some type of a person to share his life with.
You can develop a health-based relationship, get yourself in shape, and you'd be too tired to go out to the clubs at night.
Yeah, join
and Jenna,
gym.
Take it from a guy who did that for a while. If you're thinking that the chicks that wait backstage at the comedy show are just like the chicks at the rock show.
Oh, they're not.
Oh my God. You go off stage and you slither out to mediocre applause and you go towards the lobby there. It's very dark and you try to hide in the corner. And there's a girl up there.
You
always
sell merch and like take photographs.
There's
people?
A girl up there always and usually she'll go, "You wanna hear a joke?" Yeah. And then she'll mess it up. It'll take her half an hour to tell it. She'll mess it up. That's who's waiting backstage is other girls who want to be comedians.
Oh, not just girls that like funny
not
guys?
Not girls that want to hook up with the singer of Nickelback.
And nobody wants to date a female comedian. They're so dark.
Seems that way, doesn't it?
Troubled.
Yeah.
Or male comedians, too.
Is there a hot female comedian that guys want to hook up with?
Ooh, man, I'm
that's just too much.
So you got Kathy Griffin, Chelsea Handler, Judy Tenuta.
What about Kristen Wiig?
Monique.
Kristen Wiig.
Okay, but are they stand-up comedians, though?
Well, how about Chow? What's her first name?
Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho. Yeah.
No, she does the grossest stand-up.
I saw her once. Yeah. Were we together? It was really
would you hook up with
surprising.
Sarah Silverman?
Yes.
I would with
She's
Sarah.
Are you asking me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
She's
you want to ask me again?
She's pretty dark, though.
Silverman or that other one.
Matt Damon did.
Her book is so good, by the way, if you haven't seen it. It's been out for a year or so. Her little autobiography book. She had a terrible thing happen to her. You know who Sarah Silverman is? Everybody know who Sarah Silverman is?
Yeah.
Comedian,
yeah, because she dated Jimmy Kimmel forever, right?
I don't know how I'm going to get out of this now telling this story, but in her book, she talks about how she went to therapy, and she'd go every week. She was a very troubled child, and she would wait downstairs of a townhouse kind of setup, and therapy's upstairs at the top of the stairs, and she's in there waiting one day, and she hears voices getting louder, and then she hears a gunshot.
Whoa.
And the other doctor who's upstairs comes running down the stairs and says, your therapist just shot himself.
Oh, my. Yeah,
and that's... she was in the lobby.
Oh, my.
I mean, that was scary. I mean, it. I'm not trying to be funny at all, but you have to think. It has to come into your head, like, well, why did he do it right before my appointment?
Right. Am I like, that troubled?
Like he couldn't stand one more hour with me?
Yeah.
Really, wouldn't you think that?
Sure,
and that's what
absolutely.
She thought.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't know how to get out of this now.
I know.
How do I get out of
this? Maybe that explains a lot of why she is. There
yeah.
you go.
I'll do a tease.
Love letters?
Well,
I think that's enough for that.
Crazy world.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
That was the first piece of fried chicken that I've had in 2013.
Why are you eating? Why are you eating fried chicken?
I'm not
right
lying.
Now?
It was just one piece. It was just
all day to burn it off, Al.
It was just one. It was just a wing too.
That's not that bad. Like, if it's just one little piece, it's all
one,
good.
It was one piece, and I'm in such a bad mood from not eating all day long.
I know, it makes you happy, right?
By 6 o'clock, people are just asking me, "What's wrong with you?" Like I'm just. Thank
Why
you.
Are you not eating?
No, I'm not
eating a lot.
Yeah.
And what I am eating doesn't fill me up.
Well, and I'm not eating right, and I'm eating wrong, and I'm just.
And people just ask, "Why are you so pissed? You know, why are you so mad?" I'm like, "Nothing's wrong. I'm just hungry.
I'm hungry all the time. Yeah, that's a bad feeling.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're supposed to eat 6 small meals a day.
I know.
Who has time for that?
Yeah, right.
I mean, you just have to be into that, and only that. It's what people who don't work out very much think of people who do work out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, that's all you do. You just don't have anything else to talk about or no life or, you know, and then I'll start working out and I'll be one of them for a while. And then I'll stop and realize, oh,
you do that like one day a week. You come in with like a healthy smoothie. But then if I have one every day, you yell at me.
I'm just afraid that after this little bet that I have going is over, like on Fat Tuesday, that I'm going to, because I want a big double meat cheeseburger. I want one so bad. I just don't want to skyrocket back up to wherever I
you're allowed to have that right after.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think it's called skyrocketing when you've barely made a dent in the atmosphere.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this hasn't really been like the biggest body transformation you've ever gone through.
Well, that's how you build
you know
it
what?
Up.
Well, no, but he has been on these weight loss.
How you make people want to do better.
I'm just saying, kid.
I'm not done yet.
Yeah. You know, he's barely trying. The last time you went like on these, you used to go on these huge weight loss bets with guys.
Yeah.
This time you're not taking it seriously at all.
I've lost like 40.
You just ate fried chicken.
Just one piece of chicken.
Ow.
Just one piece of chicken.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Come on, Kelly.
It was a win.
I mean, he's dropped like 20 and 30 pounds before. He's barely, what, 8?
15.
Remember how you had to keep 15? Us from getting our nipples pierced?
Yeah, right. Yeah. That was last year this time. Yeah.
Thank you for doing it then.
Yeah, you're welcome.
If there was one time in your life you were going to have willpower, I'm glad it was then.
Right.
Because that would have hurt.
1, 2, 3. The Billboard Top 5 on Kid Craddock in the Morning.
These are the 5 biggest albums that are out this week. And it starts with the Pitch Perfect soundtrack.
Oh.
You guys know what that is?
Yeah, it's the movie.
Yeah.
With Fat Amy.
Fat Amy? What do they call the Barden Bellas?
Yeah. I think so.
How's this different than Glee?
It's not.
All right.
You know, girls,
the people who saw this movie and liked it are really passionate about Pitch Perfect.
Really?
They've seen it 3 or 4 times.
Hmm.
And Melissa McCarthy's really funny. She's not in this, right? This is a different girl.
Right.
She's not in this.
What's her name?
Rebel.
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel, yeah. And she and Melissa McCarthy are kind of breaking ground as being two bigger girls that are making it in movies. And Melissa McCarthy, I was just reading an interview with her. She has a movie coming out this week. It's going to be...
Identity Thief.
Yeah. And whose last movie? Is it Soderbergh's last?
Jason Bateman. Mm-hmm.
The last directing job ever.
Hmm.
And she has a sex scene. Melissa McCarthy has a sex scene in this movie with... The bigger dude, gay dude from Modern Family, who's not gay, really.
Eric Stone Street?
Eric Stone Street.
I didn't recognize him in the trailer. Well,
yeah, they have a huge sex scene together.
No, isn't Steven Soderbergh the Rooney Mara one?
Yeah, I think that the Side Effects.
Side Effects.
Do we mix them up?
Yeah.
Well, who's the director of this?
I don't know.
Of Identity Thief.
The people doing Identity Thief are the same ones that did Horrible Bosses.
Gotcha.
That, like, dark comedy.
Okay. So anyway, number 5 CD this week, album, is the Pitch Perfect soundtrack. It sold 37,000 copies. We get to number 4 here, and this is one of those rare occasions where we won't know much, but Big Al will, because we're going back to Big Al's heyday.
Mm. Whoa.
He had a heyday?
A man whose musical career has spanned more than four decades.
Wow.
This is now his sixth solo album. He's 60 years old, and he performs 100 concerts a year. Now, there's smaller concerts now with fewer fans.
Okay.
You can usually hear the clinking of the slot machines in the background, I'm guessing.
Okay.
But I'm talking about from the Gap Band.
Charlie Wilson.
Charlie Wilson, Al, you got it. Man, he was auto-tuning before anybody even knew what it was.
Charlie Wilson.
You dropped a bomb on me,
baby.
Yeah.
Burn rubber
so
on
that's
me.
Number I don't know how he got number four on
here.
I haven't heard his name forever, but
He's been doing some stuff, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
44,000 copies of his album sold.
Jeez.
We're going all over the place. We had the Pitch Perfect soundtrack, then we had Charlie Wilson. Then we go to Tegan and Sarah. Tegan and Sarah have a new CD that's out, and it's number three on the charts. They're identical twins. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Oh, they're girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the voices make say girls, but the pictures don't.
This is one of the best reviewed albums of 2013 so far. And they're going to be out doing support for the band Fun, period.
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, Tegan and Sarah opening for Fun on the road this year. So that's number three. At number two, like I said, we're all over the place in the Billboard Top 5.
JC?
Who is this?
It's Andrea Bocelli.
Yeah, he's not Mexican.
No, that's what we're doing. Man, he sounds great.
Oh, she's good. Andrea is terrific. I've been a huge fan of Andrea.
Such rich tones.
Yes. The way she can pull out the deeper registers of her voice is amazing. I've seen her in concert.
Uh-huh.
Not only can she sing like a man, she can look like a man.
Really? Well,
it's incredible. The facial hair, everything.
You listen to that Andrea Bocelli Time to Say Goodbye and tell me it doesn't bring tears to your eyes.
And the way she looks at you when you're in the audience and she's up there singing.
Oh, man.
Wow. The way that he blind looks at you.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's like his woman is hot.
Yeah.
Al is right. We continues.
Thank you.
Did you find that song she wanted?
No.
What song is it?
Time to Say Goodbye. It's all right. It's very good. Just download it.
Is Andrea Bocelli covering just Mexican songs or all sorts of songs?
I think it's a bunch of stuff.
Let me read it. Since the release of his first album 19 years ago, the Andrea. They call him the Andrea.
Wow.
Oh, Al's got a cousin named D. Andrea.
I'm not sure, but it's Andrea.
Isn't it the Andrea Sanders?
The Kid Craddock.
He's become the world ambassador of the love song and his new album, Passion with an E on it. How do you say that?
Passion?
Passion.
Passion-y.
He records songs by Neil Diamond. Today!
Whoa.
If you ever want to do a Neil Diamond impression, just yell the word today.
Today! My country tis of thee.
So he's all over the board.
Sweet land of liberty.
And it's a Spanish version of the album that was released simultaneously last week with the English version of the album.
Okay.
So they have Passion, and then they have Passion with the E on it. That's a Spanish version.
Right.
He said, quote, I am very, very much nervous.
All right.
No, he's not crossing the street. He said here, I suffer stage fright because it's so different from when I played in the piano bar. Everybody was drinking and speaking, probably listening to the music, but basically doing something else. It's different when they're, you know, people are eating and stuff, as opposed to just eyes on you.
Right.
Okay, but how does he know? How do you know the stage fright thing? It's like, how
if
do
you're
you
born
know?
Blind, though, you develop the same senses
yeah.
of people
mm-hmm.
staring at you and stuff. You know?
It's so cool watching him perform, though, because, you know, he does duets with, like, Celine Dion and Catherine Jenkins and all these really good singers.
Sarah Brightman?
Yeah, that's the Time to Say Goodbye
Here
duet.
It is.
Well, that's her.
He's on this, too.
And he's Italian?
Yeah. He's so good.
Is Andrea better than Sarah? She's good.
I mean, they're
which one's hotter?
He is. He's hot. It makes me wonder if he knows.
She is stunning, though. Sarah Brightman, right?
Catherine Jenkins is.
Sarah Brightman, she's the blonde, like a rock star.
Yeah. Well, that's just her.
There's no him on that at all.
Yeah.
Well, I just can't help you.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's a good song.
Andrea Bocelli, Passione.
At the Andrea Bocelli.
Sold 94,000 copies last week for number two on the charts. It would have been number one at that gaudy number of 94,000 copies in 1 week, but unfortunately, it coincided with the release of the brand new Justin Bieber acoustic album called Believe.
The Biebs.
All the Biebs.
Believe Acoustic. Here's an acoustic version of Boyfriend.
If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl.
How about that version? I might buy that version.
Dude, he's good.
You can't deny that.
I'm not saying it's for me, but he's really
good. He's good,
remember,
man.
His guitar player is probably one of the best guitar players in the world right
no
now.
No kidding.
Remember
in the world.
We met him.
The long-haired dude.
Yeah.
I like that son of guitar player.
And he's got
player.
Like a master's, but he's like really right good, on. And he's yeah. getting a bunch of
he
love
played
from
like
everybody.
Flamenco guitar. Yeah. He played 12-string. This guy could play anything.
Yeah, Justin scored big when he got that.
Yeah,
dude.
You sure it's that guy on that record?
Yeah.
Probably is.
He's still.
So you know how many copies it sold this week?
How many?
211,000 copies.
Wow.
That means Justin has broken a record. He is the youngest pop star ever to have sex with Rihanna.
So, congratulations.
Allegedly.
Well, makes me wonder how many kids under 18 have credit cards. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's who's buying
card.
This.
He's got the black card.
No. I mean, the people
no,
that are
the kid's
buying
it. Yeah. Forget Justin.
Oh, okay.
It's mom and dad
like
buying
for
it for the kids.
Yeah, for them that,
that's why this period that Justin's going through is so critical for his career. Because you don't get the kid... You don't get the kid without getting the mom when you're Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Mom has to be buy willing
in.
To open her purse
yeah.
and let you... And that means he has to not scare mom too bad.
Right.
And he's starting to scare mom a little
he's
bit with the scissor. And,
he's starting to scare me.
But,
and the weed. And we might want to like give kids, you know, some excuses to use for Justin Bieber so that mom will buy you the new CD.
But at the same time, you know, I think about all the stuff that he's done, but I almost want to congratulate him for being as...
What?
Not as screwed up as he could be?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
$50 million I mean, for the last,
yeah.
per year.
Yeah, but
for
you
last
didn't
two,
hear about
years?
Justin Timberlake doing this kind of stuff.
But he did.
I understand.
And he's admitted, Justin Timberlake admitted, yeah, I was smoking weed when I was.
Oh,
going,
he said that?
Yeah. He's admitted that he smoked back in the day.
And half the people on the earth, you give them $50 million a year from the time they're 16 to 19.
And they survive it.
They'd be dead.
It's kind of like,
I would.
It's kind of like following up on lottery winners.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just, it's an impossible thing to deal with. To have that
and then have everybody in your world saying yes to you constantly.
And unlike the lottery where it's just a stroke of luck,
right,
he knows that all these people are dependent on him, and if he flames out, look how many people lose their jobs.
Do you think he thinks about that part of it?
I do think he does. Yeah.
I mean, I think an adult does, but I don't know if he does it
at
18.
He's got a transition now from the teenage girls to the 20 to 30 year old girls like Justin Timberlake did. That's what he's doing right now. And so he's got to be a little more edgy. He can't be so bubblegum.
If you become the band or the artist that is passed down to your younger sister, it's over for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're a Jonas Brothers fan when you're 14 and your little sister at 12 becomes a Jonas Brothers fan, you're out.
Done.
You want the 18-year-old to be the fan.
Right.
You know, everybody always wants the older person to love it.
Right.
You know, that's why I love Andrea Bocelli now, because it's always the older people. And the cool older people love him, meaning people in their 70s.
And me.
And you. No, he's great. Justin Bieber, by the way, he did break a record, not the Rihanna thing. He's the first artist under the age of 19 to have five number one albums in a row. Number one albums, period.
Yeah.
Before 19.
Mm-hmm.
You know who had four? We talked about it the other day. You guys got it right.
I've already forgotten.
Yeah, you got it, Kelly.
Miley.
Yeah, Miley.
Oh, Miley.
No, you got it, Jenna.
Jenna got it. One critic said after sales were relatively low for his Believe album last year, he got no Grammy nominations. His singles all stalled out on the charts. One Direction was dominating him among tweens, and he wore those ridiculous overalls when he met the Prime Minister of Canada. He's made a very smart comeback move. Believe Acoustic, including yearning versions of his hits, was perfectly timed for a dead sales month. In which consumers have such little choices out there besides the pitch-perfect soundtrack. So, like, he timed this to put it out when he would be number one.
Yeah.
Because if you've had four in a row, you want to be number one. I'm sure they chose this week specifically.
Yeah.
Because there's no competition. Which is what you do with kind of a mediocre movie as well.
Yeah.
You don't put You don't put your movie out the same week as The Hunger Games.
How many did he sell? 200?
211,000 copies.
Nowadays, that gets you first place regardless.
Regardless.
So even if you would have released it 2 months from now, those girls would have bought that CD. 200,000
kids. I don't know, two months for a teenage girl, a lot can change in two months.
And if you're telling me if he released this the same day that One Direction put out a CD, The Wanted put out a CD, and... Give me somebody else.
Adele. I mean,
Teen Stars.
You never release an album the same day that somebody else in your category does it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, it was really interesting to watch back in the day when Justin Timberlake had the number one album. Usher was sitting on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
And then Justin's album plays out, and then here comes Usher.
Usher,
and when Usher's album was done, here comes Justin back again.
Yeah,
with
we talked to Timbaland about
Love Sounds.
Yeah. Timbaland told us that.
Yeah, it's planned.
It's planned out. They make deals with each other. Isn't that cool? They just make deals. Like, hey,
makes
dude,
sense.
Stay away from March.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure the movie people do the same thing.
Yeah, they
you
do.
Know?
I got
they
the
do.
First half of the year. You get the second half of the year. We good.
Of those 211,000 copies sold, 150,000 of them came from online downloads.
Wow.
So the Justin Bieber fans are not going out and buying physical CDs that much. Mm-hmm. About one in four.
Oh, they got the iTunes on their phone, and they just click, and they got mom's credit card on there. Boom.
Yeah.
Right. So the number one single in the country, Justin has a number one album, but not the number one single. What do you think is the number one single in the country? Think back to what we did on Monday.
Poppin' Tags.
Oh, yeah, Poppin' Tags.
Yeah.
Macklemore.
Only got $20
in my pocket. Are you ready for these numbers? Digital songs. 381,000 downloads this week.
Wow.
381,000 this week. Oh, and the on-demand songs. 1.87 million streams on Spotify. And the rap song list for 5 weeks in a row. 2.7 million downloads of the album. And it's number 16 this week. It did 21,000 in sales.
What's the real title? I said Poppin' Tags, but I don't know if that's...
Thrift Shop.
Thrift Shop.
Okay. Yeah. Macklemore featuring Wans. Wands?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Probably his boy.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We gave you a brand new teacher test yesterday, and I got a ton of comments about it.
Really?
Like, positive comments. So if you didn't hear it, it's posted on KidNation.com. KIDDNation.com. Might be on my Facebook page along with the video. Everybody's asking me, where do I get it? How do you not know where to get this Kai video? It's everywhere now.
Yeah.
This is the guy that was involved in the hatcheting of a crazy man.
Slash and ratcheting.
He's a surfer slash skater dude.
Slash stoner.
Slash not homeless. Don't call him homeless.
No.
He's home free.
He hates
kid.
That. He calls it home free.
He's a gypsy.
He will come after you if you call him homeless. Some of the things we're working on for the future. I've got a talent scout bit for all of us coming up.
Talent scout.
Yeah. Who thinks they'd be a good talent scout?
What kind of talent?
Models?
Well,
you decide. You decide. What would you be the best at evaluating talent in what genre? Mm. Like for me, I'm going to go with music because I've been doing this my whole life.
Yeah.
And I think maybe more than the average bear slightly, uh-huh. I would be able to choose somebody that might have what it takes to make it.
Like okay. When you passed on Kings of Leon.
There's no evidence of that. I passed on Kings of Leon, yes.
He passed on
Lady Gaga.
What was that other?
Yes, but don't forget Freddie.
My Morning Jacket.
Zach Brown.
Don't forget Freddie.
Zach Brown Band.
But I signed Freddie.
Yeah,
hey,
you have that. It's a good thing you passed on Kings of Leon.
How about Tim Halpern? That worked out okay.
That worked out real good.
Yeah, that's
good.
The only one. That's...
How about Adele? That's pretty good.
You signed Adele. Wow.
Just nod and say, that was
okay.
Good. How about the Beatles? That worked out.
Yeah, it worked out well.
Thanks.
Until half of them.
There's that.
Yeah. Also, we're going to see if the ladies on the show can write a good old-fashioned joke. I'm not talking about a joke that's on a late night show like, hey, did you see what Obama did last night? Blah, blah, blah. You know, like Jay Leno.
You want like, so three dudes walk into a bar.
Yeah, that's what
okay.
I want.
Okay.
Three dudes walk into a bar or whatever you want.
Finish it.
Yeah.
When do we have to have this joke ready?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
What?
Yeah, write a joke by tomorrow.
I don't have anything else to do.
And you have to write it.
Write it.
Yeah.
And make us LOL.
Why?
Why not?
Why?
It's homework.
I don't know.
Yeah, why?
There's
what do you mean, why?
There's this
is
nasty
there a reason?
Rumor.
Is it like National Joke Day?
No, it's because...
Is it embarrass and make people look
it's
bad
It's because
day?
We already decided that guys don't like funny girls,
no.
So even if we are funny, that puts us at a disadvantage.
Guys do like funny girls. It's a fish out of water thing. It's that women are not good at telling jokes,
right.
Typically, and we want you guys to disprove that by not only telling a joke, but telling a joke that you personally wrote.
Is there a prize?
Yes, you could sit your ass in that chair every day, 5 days a week, and do this show. That's the prize.
Wait, why do you have us on this show if we're not good at telling jokes?
Because
I'm not a joke teller.
Girls don't like jokes that much. I get that. Like, what's worse?
Like hearing them.
What's worse than Jenna?
Them.
You're a little bit different. You do like jokes, but you're a dude in most ways. But
yeah.
But most girls, if the guys are telling, "Hey, did you hear this one?" That's when women walk to the kitchen and go talk about something else. Girls, Kelly, can you think of the last time you sat around a bunch of girls and told jokes?
No.
Guys do it all the time.
I think girls would tolerate guy talk more than guys would tolerate girl talk, though.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a bunch of guys around and there's two or three girls that just happen to be there, they'll try and chime in a little bit.
I don't think the jokes that I like or would write are appropriate.
Well, then write one that is.
But that's not funny.
it might be funny to us.
It'd be cheesy.
Well, cheesy is sometimes funny.
Yeah.
Okay, then how about write a joke about not agreeing to do anything?
Okay.
All right.
What if Kelly and I wrote a joke together?
So kid asked me to do a joke.
Collaboration.
I didn't do it.
I'm not going to do
it. End of joke.
I don't know any partnership jokes. I'm not familiar with
those. People that do comedy writing teams.
Yeah, we go back and forth.
Once again, do you see how women, when given a task,
the women on this show, when given a task,
they don't talk about the task, they talk about the rules
of
the task.
There's no point to the task, you know?
Okay,
what's the point of anything that we do? It's just something that we do
to entertain ourselves.
Because we know you'll just make fun of us. Like, we all had to write our own jokes for that Charlie Sheen roast, and
it was good.
We'll just make fun of us.
No, it was good. And I think you guys should do it again. But if you don't, that's fine. Just do nothing. Okay.
What if we just do something else?
Sure. Pick something.
I'll write a joke.
Why don't I just go ahead and do a joke now? I'll just make up one, and then you can I'll just save it till
all tomorrow. You kids who write me and ask for radio advice on how to get into this business, don't take any advice from me on how to be a leader on your show, because I don't have any idea.
I said I would
women
do
here
it.
Dominate
I didn't say
me.
I wouldn't do it.
Just decide.
You know what? You know how women are.
No.
Especially ours.
No.
I didn't say I wouldn't do it. I just said why.
Try that at work today, ladies. No. See how that works out for you.
I think it's important to question leadership from time to time.
Your boss tells you to do something, you do
boss,
it.
Boss, I would do that project for you, but I don't think the project that I would do would be very
and
good, so I'm just not going to do it.
And Al's yelling at us.
What? Dude,
He always tries.
I may not do it right,
but he never asked me to do something and I didn't do it.
I try to be funny on this show and that TV show every day.
You're really funny. You're a funny girl.
I try.
So write a funny joke.
Oh, that's like saying, oh, you're cute.
No, you're a funny girl. You are. And Kelly, you're funny too.
Tell me I have a pretty face. Go ahead.
No, you have a great personality.
Yeah, that's like, oh, wow, she has a great personality.
Everybody wants to know why we haven't hooked up, Kelly.
There are a million reasons.
I think the number one reason for me is your cheapness.
Oh, please. It is not.
I wouldn't want to hook up with you unless it was going to... I don't want to disrespect you because I love you so much, and I would never want to...
Calling me cheap is not disrespectful, but that is not why you
hook up. No, what I mean is I don't want to disrespect you by being with you if it wasn't going to be long-term, and I don't think I could be long-term with you because we would fight over spending all the time.
Oh. Not if you're spending your money.
You wouldn't do it just one time? I mean,
we could keep it separate?
I'm down with separate accounts.
You might be removing the only barrier to us getting married. That might be it. If we can keep separate accounts,
bring down that
and
wall.
I don't have to pay any more than you on anything, even if I make more.
Yeah, but in the divorce, I still won't have.
No.
Been there, done that.
Maybe 60%.
I'm going to have a prenup, a during-nup, and a post-nup.
Well,
during-nup?
A during-nup.
It's a during-nup.
Yep. Can't do that. I'm putting my during-nup. And then afterwards, nope, you don't get nothing. It's in the post-nup.
I'll have my lawyer contact your lawyer, honey.
He can have stuff that he can do, too. You know,
maybe we should,
for you.
What we should do, Kelly, maybe, is divorce first. Because then we can see where our problems are going to be. Whatever we assume we're divorcing for, we know to go back and work on that. So it doesn't happen.
Marriage advice from Kid Craddock.
Kelly, come on. You would settle for me right now, and you know it. You would totally settle for me.
I would settle?
You would totally settle for me. You would 100% settle for me.
Or me.
Why would you even say that about yourself?
I don't know if you'd settle for Al, but you would settle for me.
But why would you say that?
Pick one.
Because I know it would be settling.
Maybe I still have some options left on the table.
Well,
I think after 18 years of working together, at this point it would be settling. You've known what you've had for years.
Thank you for knowing it's 18. Do you realize when our 19-year anniversary is,
I have
honey?
I no idea, honey.
Honey, sweetie.
I bought you something, though. It's in the trunk. When is our 19-year anniversary?
May 31st.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the day. So I can go to 1 month after my only daughter's birthday, exactly 1 month, and that would be
the end of May.
Your anniversary.
Wow.
Okay.
19 years.
And I still haven't met all of your relatives, and that's going to have to happen before we tie the knot, Kelly.
Yeah,
you want to come over for dinner?
Oh, we never called and verified that thing from your dad.
From Mullins.
From Mullen, Mullen, South Carolina.
Wait a minute.
Red Raspberry.
So it was earlier this week. That Kelly Raspberry said that she has an uncle.
Well, he's passed away.
Uncle Red. And it's not the Uncle Red that's well known in Mullins that runs the car dealership.
Yeah, there's two Uncle Reds.
That's Red Raspberry.
Yeah.
This is the uncle they just called Uncle Red. Am I right?
The family called him Red. His name was Richard. The city of Mullins calls Frank Red.
All right, let's get a 1 minute recap on Kelly's story of her fantastic family tree.
Okay.
Here we go.
We called my Uncle Richard Red.
Hold on.
What about
Hold on, I'm going to challenge
this. Okay.
Hold on. The entire city of Mullins.
Mullins, South Carolina.
Kid, calls him Uncle Red. It's like a couple
Red. Hundred people,
calls him
Red. He had Red's used cars, yeah.
He's still alive.
If you called Mullins, ask
Can
anybody.
Can I call a random number in Mullins and say...
Mullins.
And say, who's Uncle Red?
No, you say Red Raspberry.
Who's Uncle Red Raspberry? And they'll know who he is.
He has Red's used cars.
There's more than one Red?
Who's Red Raspberry?
Red Raspberry's my Uncle Red. You say Uncle call. Red, there's probably 100. If you say Red Raspberry, they know what you're talking about.
Red Raspberry. Please call Mullins.
Can you just say Red?
No.
Okay. That's a raspberry.
Call.
What?
Call
like
you
I have a
red
number?
Raspberry.
Like I
I'll look up. What right. do you want to call in Mullins right now?
No, we'll do it coming up.
Okay.
Why?
Because we got to prep.
Yeah, hey, you threw it out there.
I'm just saying.
You can go anybody
so
in Mullins, and everybody will know Red Raspberry.
They should.
They should now.
I'm okay. saying they should.
Okay, but that's not the red raspberry we're talking about. We're talking about the red raspberry that has a mansion in the woods and works for the CIA.
Yeah.
Oh, and man. All my cousins went on Facebook and backed me up.
All now, when you say cousins... What exactly do you mean?
My blood relatives, twice removed.
So he lied to them about being in the CIA.
How many times do I have to be removed before they're not blood relatives anymore?
I don't know what twice removed even means.
Like if I say I'm in the club, but I've been twice removed, I'm no longer in the club. Twice.
I think second cousin's still safe.
Twice.
I had some second cousins post on there.
Second cousin.
And they remember.
Second cousin's an important distinction where Kelly's from because you can hook
it's
up
safe.
With a second cousin.
That's what I mean. Once you get to second cousin, it's safe.
Yeah.
I don't think there's going to be.
I don't know if it's safe, but you're probably not going to be. It's not going to be like a whole baby arm.
Yeah, you're not a judge.
They don't judge as severely.
You're frowned upon by some of your relatives, but then there's others
not
that say,
That's why you see a lot of people where in Kelly's hometown, you see a lot of people who are indignant and they've got their hands on their hips and they go, second! Because that's the answer to she married her cousin.
Right.
Second!
Anyway.
But anyway, the uncle that lives in the woods in the mansion, or as Al called it, the plantation.
The plantation. Get it right, dog.
And who worked for the government as a spy.
I said he worked for military intelligence.
If you asked your dad to verify this, and your dad left you a voicemail.
Yeah, I called him, but he didn't answer. I said, when you wake up, call me back and tell me the truth about Uncle Red. Now I'm getting all confused.
And here it is.
Well, good morning, my dear. I got your message, and I can confirm that your Uncle Red was Air Force intelligence. And he was over in Vietnam during the Vietnam War there. So, hey, you're right on the money, but then you always are. Love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.
There you go.
Secret agent man.
Kelly, what are some of your cousins' names?
That's a long time ago, Kelly. That was 50 years ago he was a spy.
So it was like a spy, like a James Bond.
He was retired
50
military.
Years ago.
I said he was military intelligence. He's been dead about 20 years.
My name is Red. James Red.
Married oil money. My Aunt Lacey has oil wells in Texas.
Got a cool car.
We couldn't acknowledge him on the street, remember? When he was walking down the street, we're
this,
not.
See, this is the odd part. And I was hoping to get this on the tape, but we didn't have it. This is the odd part. Kelly said that he was a spy.
I didn't say he was a spy.
And he told his wife. Okay.
If you see me, the
plantation owner told his wife that if you see me on the street, don't acknowledge me.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to put you in any danger. In Mullins.
Been working something big deal.
In Mullins.
No, when they were Denny's. When he was still in the military.
So when he's at Denny's with another woman, don't acknowledge his presence.
Honey, if you see me coming out of Beth Wilhelm's house, don't acknowledge me. She is also a spy.
Beth Wilhelm.
He wouldn't expose Beth that way. He wouldn't blow Beth's cover.
He exposed Beth.
Yeah, he exposed Beth.
He definitely exposed her.
Well, tomorrow, inspired by the great James Bond.
Here we go.
The great Red Raspberry.
The Not Ready for Drive Time Players are proud to present our new bit. Kelly's Uncle Red.
Which one?
00 wide. That'll be tomorrow on the show. Don't miss it.
00 wide.
Honor his memory.
Can we get your dad, Jerry Raspberry, to make a special cameo appearance on there?
Sure, I'm sure he'd love that.
See if he has a prayer ready.
He always does.
He always has a prayer
ready. Off the cuff.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Craddock in the morning.
Man, if you're ever in a hurry, don't stand behind Jenna when she's wearing a pencil skirt trying to race back into the studio.
You know what?
Your legs don't move an inch. It's like, how do women wear so many weird clothes that
because
are not
fashion,
functional?
Fashion should not be practical. If it's practical, it's probably not attractive.
Dude, that's how you walk anyway.
It's like tying your legs together. It's like a sack race.
Okay, I have a maxi skirt on, and it's cool. It has sheer panels on it. It's very fashionable, and it's not utilitarian or whatever.
So glad I'm not a woman.
Me too.
Why?
Can you imagine going to a pool in your new bikini? You're a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the bikini can't get wet. There's a lot of those. There's a lot of situations like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We saw this at one of the award shows. Who was it that got it? It was Jennifer Lawrence who got up, and her dress was in two parts. She had to pull it down to walk and pull it up. The second part, the bottom part.
It fell down on her.
It fell down, and she had to pull it up in order to...
Yeah.
But she couldn't walk while it was... I mean, just weird. I don't get
it. Yeah, I'd have to do this to climb stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, guy stuff is not that complicated.
Well, I mean, I didn't know I was supposed to be sprinting through the office corridors.
We got a little jammed up there, and I heard the return coming on, and I got behind you.
Yes.
Yeah. Lesson learned.
I remember at the old station... we were over there. We had this very old engineer.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell a different story. I was like, no. Getting ready for it.
No, with you and the panties?
Yes,
no.
Okay. Oh. See, there you go.
I won't do that. You were so mean, though. Wow.
Oh, the panty lines?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I that was a mistake. I shouldn't have walked behind Kelly and said, I can see your panty lines. That's probably not a good move for a dude, just in case you know.
Well, we're
in case you didn't know.
Thanks.
Right. What was I talking about?
The engineer.
Yeah. So we have very little time. It's one of the only detriments to this amazing job that we have. We're so lucky that we have this great job. So lucky.
Yeah.
Blessed.
But during the show, we don't have a lot of time to do anything because we're shooting our Dish Nation TV show. While we're doing the radio show live, we're shooting the Dish Nation TV show.
Right.
So there are no long breaks or anything. And if you have to go to the bathroom, you got to go quick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to be open. And we always get frustrated. Oh, somebody's in there. We only have a one-seater or whatever.
Yeah.
We need back at the old station, I got behind Wes.
Why? Because we would go together if there were two stalls
well, I mean,
in there?
If you had
no, if there was a public
with
restroom with stalls. Yeah. So at the old station, I regret telling the story now because it's pointless. But he was an older gentleman, the engineer. He was in his 60s. And
takes
I made
him longer, maybe.
I had like 2 minutes, and I made the mistake of going, no, you go ahead. Oh. And it's the one urinal. And there's somebody in the one stall.
Right.
So I'm waiting.
He's 60 years old. Takes a little while to get things started.
And if you throw your hands up and walk out, you've made him feel bad, right?
Right.
But if you're standing there, then
I finally had to pretend I had a phone call.
Mm.
And I had to go really badly, but I just had, there's no way. I mean, I was in there for like 20 minutes with him. He's just standing. Is that what we all have in store for us?
Yes.
Did you? Because
it's prostate, right? It slows down or whatever.
You got to take care of your prostate.
Does it happen to women?
Are there exercises you can do for that? How do you take care of it?
Kegels. Kegels do it.
No, I don't. Can men do those?
Yes, men should do Kegels.
I think we had this argument before.
No, it absolutely. Men can do them for prostate.
I know what I'm saying. I think we've talked about that.
You know, for years, since I was 20, I can't sit on an airplane without having to go to the bathroom at least once or twice,
mm-hmm.
usually twice or more. And so I was looking up, like, how to hold it better, how to hold that urge better.
Yeah.
And there are exercises that guys can do.
Really?
I didn't do any of them, but you can do them.
All right.
And why are we talking about that?
What are they?
Oh, yeah, that was the story of the engineer.
No, they tell you to do that for that guys that makes you a better lover.
Okay.
Oh, really?
If you do, yeah.
How?
All right. You can control
so that means that John Mayer must do them.
Mm-hmm. Male
when you talk about the greatest lovers among celebrities, this guy's name will always come up among those who... been lucky enough to have the experience. John Mayer is said to be quote unquote sensational in the sack.
Wow. That's a t-shirt right there.
That means he tries every single time.
We've heard this theory that super hot girls don't have to try very hard.
Correct. And the big girls do.
Like the better you look, the less performance
it's
unless
required.
You'll be judged for your performance. I'm sorry, I'm struggling.
You might be judged.
Yeah.
But
you won't quit it.
How do you ever know, though? You know, I mean, I know this is setting myself up for, like, a bad thing, but it's like, I really just want to poll people that I've hooked up with to be, like, just, like, anonymously. Like, mm-hmm. I just want to know. Like, I really want to know, like, genuinely what the guys... No, because they're going to say you're great.
In total honesty,
Because any guy, if I directly ask any guy I've hooked up with, like, so how am I? They'd be like, oh, you're great.
And... the guy can, you know, you don't ask that. You certainly don't ask it that night.
Because we know when we had a bad outing.
Sure.
We know it.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah, we know.
But
we
I'll
know.
Always tell
wasn't
you.
My best effort,
we'll always
you know?
Tell you that it was great.
Like, I'll blame it on something usually.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I'm stressed at work or there was a rain delay.
It's been a while since I've done this.
I just got out of the pool.
Did you ever fake a leg cramp?
I pulled a groin muscle
and
it wasn't even mine.
Did you ever fake a leg cramp or something?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I put myself on the IR.
But yeah. Guys know. We know. If we had a bad
yeah,
outing,
we know
afterwards. We're like, all right, I'll
we
get
know.
It next
But see,
time.
Girls know when guys are good that means they are very slutty.
See, I don't mind feeling bad about it because I just add it to the total time and say that I lasted that long.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
what they don't know is like 15 minutes of that is just profusely apologizing.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like that's really not like me. I'm so much
right.
better than that by myself.
Wow. You sound so hot
but,
right now.
But John Mayer, sensational in the sack.
Mm. He's got to have one or two bad times. He can't be sensational every time.
But then, even if it's bad, the girl's saying, I just hooked up with John freaking
That's
Mayer.
What it is.
You know?
You're hooking
That's
up with a
is, so.
Celebrity.
Yeah.
It depends on how the girl feels about you, too. Because if she's in love with you, she thinks you're better than you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Okay. That's good to know.
So if a girl's in love with us, we're better than we are.
Of course.
No, but I've heard girls say, you know, my husband isn't very good. And
they say that to you?
Well, no.
That's an inappropriate conversation to have with a married woman.
Well, no. No.
When are you having that conversation?
Yeah.
No.
What are you, the shoulder to cry on?
No. Like in the bar, they're sitting there talking to their girlfriends, and I'm the bartender or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And they're sitting there having a conversation. After a few cocktails, things, you know,
that is disrespectful to the marriage. That should not be discussed.
I don't know the man, so it's all good.
Now, you know who else they say is really good in the bedroom area?
Who?
Bradley Cooper. I wouldn't think that because he... When I see him interviewed and stuff, he looks kind of like an overly sensitive person.
He looks like a type that would cry when
he
it's
cries
over.
A lot. He's very emotional. He's
and want to cuddle.
He's an actor, you know, and he's an actor in the worst way. Like everything's over the top emotionally.
And then we just read that he had a foot fetish.
Yeah.
Remember?
And we also have learned that he loves to speak in French while he's making
see,
love.
See, there you go.
And Bradley showed that he can speak fluent French when he was on Inside the Actor's Studio.
Le mec dans le au film, mais merci. J'ai pris à Aix-en-Provence en fait. J'étais à l'université aux États-Unis et j'ai fait un échange entre une université là-bas. J'ai habité avec une famille française qui parle que le français. C'était obligatoire pour moi apprendre la langue.
Now let me tell you something. It's a guy that took 9 years of French and pretends to know how to speak French. Mm. That guy speaks French.
Yeah, he does.
Fluent,
because I don't understand a word of it. That's all I know.
That's cool. Okay.
He's real.
Yeah.
Is that sexy?
Yes.
French.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
What if it's a different language? What if it's like Pig Latin?
No.
Say. No. Let me think of a word.
Not that
egg lay. Move your egg lay.
Ouve.
Ouve.
Or yay. Egg lay.
No.
That's not sexy?
Because you have to you have to be sitting there thinking.
Egg lay. That's good. Egg lay. That's what a chicken does.
Egg lay.
Yeah.
See, not sexy.
It's also when you don't speak our language. You say, no habla.
Egg lay.
Egg lay. Yeah.
Egg lay.
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, please tell me she's good.
Is said to be very loud.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see that.
She's Latina.
The Latin thing.
Yeah, Latina.
You know what I mean?
Big Daddy.
Yeah, baby.
Once in a hotel, a maid charged into the room with her maid key.
Oh, my.
Thinking that someone was being murdered.
Wow.
Who was
she being murdered by?
Not Mark Anthony.
No, I bet it was Mark Anthony. No, it wasn't Casper.
It was not Mark Anthony.
Usher?
Usher was killing it?
No.
Oh.
No.
It's
no.
J-Lo.
What?
Not,
that doesn't mean
not
she,
Jim Lo.
She was down with Brown.
Yeah. Diddy.
I think she was
Diddy.
Saying,
Diddy.
Kid's saying think, something different.
Yeah, I think Kid's saying Usher wouldn't sleep with a woman.
His name's not
Jim Lo. It's J-Lo, not Jay-Z.
Oh, stop it. Usher's got babies.
Yes, because no
That's
gay
you
men
know.
Have ever had child.
That's because he's not gay.
We're not saying that
no,
at all.
No,
I'm not.
That's my boy.
I'm not.
That's your boy?
That's my boy right there.
A source who has spent a little time in the fun area with Demi Moore.
In the fun area.
Says that.
She's a freak.
I can tell you this without being tacky. None of her relationships have ever ended for lack of bedroom excitement.
Yeah.
What a compliment.
How do you think she kept
for a 47-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Well, if she needs...
You gotta try harder.
Men, yeah.
It's the same thing. You try harder.
We're talking about the best lovers in Hollywood.
How do we know this?
From people that have talked.
I mean, it's like... That's so... It seems like such a violation.
But it
not
be,
at all if it's complimentary.
You could get...
It's still a violation.
If you say worst lovers, that's bad.
I'm sorry.
Scarlett Johansson, she just lays there. That wouldn't be nice.
John Mayer said Jessica Simpson was sexual napalm.
That's
and
nice.
She was embarrassed.
Well,
now,
I would
she
be...
She was embarrassed,
no,
though.
I would
she
be
didn't
so
want people
flattered.
Knowing that.
Oh,
that's because she didn't know what napalm meant.
No, she knew what it
meant. No, she didn't.
He was
she doesn't know that tuna fish isn't chicken.
Everybody knew what he meant by that, and she was embarrassed.
No.
I'd be fine with it if it was complimentary.
I mean, that's like the John Mayer, who is thought to be said to be a spectacular lover, according to this,
in the sack,
thinks that Jessica Simpson is sexual napalm.
Hmm.
That's real.
But
and said nothing about Jennifer Aniston, and she is on this list as someone that is not recognized.
Right.
As
he
a
had
good
learned
lover.
His lesson because he got so much grief about what he said about Jessica. He wouldn't comment on anybody.
But
else
others
after
have
that.
Said that Jennifer Aniston is not particularly interesting. Would you?
Others. Angelina Jolie said that.
Would that surprise you?
No.
Angelina Jolie said that because she had to justify why Brad left.
She just smoked a joint, probably. She just like
yeah. Angelina Jolie said that because it's true with Angelina Jolie.
Of course, because Brad's telling her that.
No, you compare anybody to her. Angelina Jolie wears another man's blood in a glass vial around her neck.
You can't. But
she's crazy.
You can't compare anybody to Angelina Jolie.
Right.
She's on a level all on her own.
How about Beyonce?
I wouldn't think she'd be that great.
I think she would. Have you seen her dance?
Insiders say that she routinely ties up Jay-Z and gets absolutely wild.
Yeah.
Well, him up.
Who's in their bedroom?
Hova.
You know, Jay-Z goes and tells his boys because you brag about that stuff.
They don't talk about anything about their relationship.
You got Beyonce
she
doing the single
She sings about
dance
it.
On you.
She's crazy right now. Yeah, she's crazy in there.
Yeah. When she does that popping thing. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Call me Sasha Fierce.
Mm-hmm.
Big Al.
Yeah.
I can't ask that on
No,
here.
We can't. This is such an inappropriate conversation to have.
It is not.
No, it's maybe.
Okay, who do you think is better, Kid or JC?
We're all adults.
Is that what you were going to ask?
All right. Here's a guy that you would, here's a guy you would not think is good in that area. And the girls that have been with him, they just here's what happened. Here's what happened. I'll tell you what happened. A gossip site put up a fake Facebook site, right? Not fake, but anonymous Facebook site. And they said a major gossip magazine is collecting information about people who have had relations with these celebrities. If you have, please comment here.
And so that's all the validation and verification
they
need.
They sent personal email, and then they called them. They said, when did it happen? Where was it? Blah, blah, blah. We don't need your name or anything. And apparently several spoke very freely about what had happened because they're bragging a lot of times, right?
Right.
So that's where they got this information. So Ben Affleck gives massages. Puts flowers all around the bed.
Aww.
And always puts a woman's needs before his own.
Aww.
Always, every
single
time.
Oh, no, not always. Not when you come home
come
from the
on,
club
man.
At like 2:15, 2:30 yeah. with a bag of water.
Just because you don't do that doesn't mean other men are like you.
Well, you know, I put their needs ahead of mine, and they need to... You
make
know.
You happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a win-win right there.
Oh, ridiculous.
I know.
Ryan Gosling... Calm down, Jenna. Has, quote, laser focus as a lover.
I can't even handle the thought of that.
Laser.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what's laser?
Laser focus.
It sounds robotic.
Like in your eyes, he's like staring you in the eye.
Or he's focused on the mission and he will not stop until the mission is accomplished.
Eye contact.
Let me interrupt the show for 1 second. Shannon just wrote me a note. I'll hold it up. It says, gotta go.
Oh, go. The bathroom's right there, Shannon.
We're talking about sex. Take that away.
It's making me uncomfortable.
Why?
Even better.
It's made me so curious about what people think about me.
Well, let's take a poll. I'll set up a haveyouslepwithjenna.com.
Okay.
And put up a message board. And there'll be a message board. Dominique, can you please register haveyouslepwithjenna.com and set up a message board?
Here's all we're going to hear. Website's down again. Too many hits.
Crash.
I wish.
Too many visits. Okay. So John Mayer, great lover, great looking. Ryan Gosling, great lover, great looking.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce, great lover, great looking. Bradley Cooper, great looking, great lover. How about not so great, not thought of as a sex symbol, but is in the bedroom? Because that's a nice surprise. You go home with a guy that doesn't work out every day, that's not looking like a Greek god, and he turns out to be the best you've ever had. That's what women are saying about Jason Segel.
Really?
Really?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Oh, I get it.
The guy that is has no pants on.
He showed his pants on.
That he's like really great.
I bet he's really selfless.
But he's not physically in shape at all.
You don't have to be.
But he's funny and cool and warm and nice and
you don't have to have a perfect body to be sexy.
Thank you. Then why do you work so hard on yours?
I don't know. Why? I don't know.
We're talking about sex.
Why do I work so hard on mine? I don't know. It has nothing to do with that, obviously.
You know, don't you think this is damaging to me, Sonny Joe?
What? You've gone long enough.
That
you've heard that before. Hey, that, we're talking about sex.
Don't you think I've seen that before, where sex is the topic and somebody is doing the wrap-up sign?
Kid, are you done yet?
Yeah.
You done yet?
Yeah, I'm done.
Does please stop mean you're good?
Sometimes.
Wow.
Because that's how I take it. But yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, no more sex talk. We're done. There's the greatest lovers in Hollywood. John Mayer, Ryan Gosling, Beyonce, Bradley Cooper, Ben Affleck, Brad Pitt, Jennifer Lopez screaming, and Demi Moore. Those are your hottest lovers
in
Hollywood.
I'm like a guy right now. I'd hook up with a homeless man.
Kid Craddock in the Morning. You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.